Today I'm speaking with Marty Wieland, who is Growmark's Director of Energy Operations and Risk Management. And Marty, we're talking a little bit today about how Growmark's positioning on several major pipelines and their ownership or partnership in fuel terminals helps to provide members of the cooperative with a reliable supply of quality fuel products. Tell us a little bit about that.
Whenever you're a shipper on one of the major pipelines, there's certain minimum specs that have to be met for any product that's put in there. The standards are being met, and they're equal to what we ourselves put into the pipeline. It allows us to be able to buy that product from any other vendor or shipper on the pipeline and know that it's going to meet the certain specifications so that we really know what we're getting and the quality of the product that's coming through it. When you deal with particularly common carrier pipelines, you also then typically will be able to add some of your own additives if you choose at certain terminals. Those can be anything like cold flow improvers or cetane improvers, particularly on the diesel side, to your own. We have our own proprietary additives that we like to use too over most of our trade territory, particularly the diesel products.
Well, and I know that Growmark is a leader when it comes to propane marketing in this country, and you have quite a few terminals and pipelines, your locations as far as propane is concerned. So this must be especially important for your propane business.
Propane has always been kind of a more of a physical market than the gasoline and diesel side of it. In order to cover the territory that we do, you have to have ownership of the product and be able to move it through the pipelines to get it into the areas, the terminals in the areas that you really need and you're marketing to. Propane tends to be very seasonal business, too. Obviously, the winter demand is significantly higher than summer, and so you really have to have some type of ownership of the product to be able to continually market it to our customers, at least in our case. That's how we feel about it.
What is NCRA, and what is the current status of Growmark's stake in that particular cooperative in McPherson, Kansas?
NCRA stands for National Cooperative Refining Association, and it is a refinery located in McPherson, Kansas. It's rated at about 85,000 barrels a day of production, crude oil production, and it's cooperatively owned by CHS, Growmark, and MFA Oil. Right now, beginning September 1st of this year, CHS has exercised their option to buy out the minority owners, Growmark and MFA, and that'll take place over the next, I think it's 3 years, starting September 1st of 2012, to where by 2015, then CHS will become the sole owner of the refinery itself. So currently, there's nothing. We own 18.6% of the refinery and therefore receive that same percentage in the offtake from the refinery. But that will gradually be reduced over the next 3 years as that buyout is completed.
Now, your title is in risk management of fuels. Uh-huh. Tell me a little bit about that. What does that mean and how does that help your customers?
Well, we have a group here that we provide market analysis and advisory services. We provide brokerage services for futures and options trades. We act as brokers for one of our subsidiaries, Nitco Commodities. And then we also provide them with a lot of different forward contracting options where we give them the ability to lock in forward pricing on both gasoline, diesel, and then also propane. To where they can lock in prices, usually looking out as much as 12 months, sometimes a little bit further on the propane side.
So that helps your member cooperatives get the best prices for the fuels that they can pass on to their own members?
Exactly. It allows them to know for sure what their pricing is going to be out into the future. It's helpful for planning purposes, budgeting purposes, things like that. they then pass a lot of these same programs on to their end-user customers and allows them to lock up their cost for their fuel needs ahead of the season if they choose to.
So what's in the pipeline, so to speak, for Growmark as far as expanding interest in pipelines and refining, or just in general trying to offer more of the best pricing and the best quality products for your customers and member cooperatives?
One of the things we're doing now is we're taking a look at some additional pipelines that we haven't been shippers on in the past yet. We're looking at the Buckeye Pipeline, which has a number of terminals here in the Midwest, which is our core territory. And we've recently become shippers on that pipeline and are looking at expanding our presence there. And then we're also looking at some additional options on the Enterprise Pipeline, which is the old TEPCO pipeline that runs kind of down around our southern end of our territory, southern Illinois, southern Indiana, Missouri, that area down in there. So we're looking at expanding our inventory locations on those two pipelines currently, and because we feel there's opportunities there and allows us to, I guess our feeling is that where we own our own inventory, it allows us to control our own destiny a little better that way. That's why we've pursued more of that strategy lately.
Well, and I think it's important to point out that really Growmark's roots are in the fuel business, especially diesel, and supplying that as a cooperative to their members, right?
Right. That's actually how Growmark, the original predecessor company, started, was a group of farmers getting together to secure a reliable supply of fuel for their farming operations. And it's just grown from there to become more of a full-service cooperative.
Well, thank you very much for chatting with us today about the Growmark Energy Division and making sure that their customers and cooperatives have a reliable supply of quality fuel. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.